Series number three for the Phils and Nats. Phils got the 4-2 season series lead. We're going to change that in this two-game set. Let's jump into the intro.
Oh, my God. Deep to right field. Way up there and way out of here.
Fly ball, center field deep. Bellinger going back to the warning track, to the wall. It's a grand slam. Howie Kendrick is...
The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. The Philadelphia Phillies are 2008 World Champions of Baseball.
Swing and a miss. Swing and a miss. Swing and a miss. And a World Series Game 7 winning Curly W is in the books.
Welcome back to another co-host clash. Shane on the side of the fill-ins, obviously. I'm on the side of the Nats. How confident are you feeling in this series, Theo?
I feel better than ever, dude. I feel better than ever. I know your lineup is coming out pretty hot as of late, but I trust Wheeler. I think Velo is going to go 4 or 5 and then get yanked. If we're smart, he gives up one and he's gone. And I think if we roll with that, it's a two-game sweep. No doubt about it.
You're not getting the sweep. Scherzer's activated today for another Scherzer-Wheeler matchup. We're getting treated to. Should be a hell of a game.
He's going in slightly injured, though. I think, guys, I think there's still something nagging, and I think it's going to affect the start.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. I'm sure he's not like 100%, and he's just coming back to face Wheeler. But
then
he's also
– throw gems with a broken nose. So
that is true. But he's also a guy that will, even if he's not at 100% health-wise, he'll still look like he is. And you're also got to deal with the hottest hitter in baseball right now. How do you feel about that?
About Schwarber, it's tough. Because a lot of the damage he's done has been off of righties, and Wheeler doesn't pitch to righties as well. We've seen that this year. Meadows took him deep.
Lefties, you mean? You said righties by accident.
I'm sorry. He does better against righties as well.
Yeah.
Schwarber took him deep. I did not just say that. He will not take him deep.
He said it. I'm telling you, dude.
That's not what I meant, Donnie.
I know, Donnie. Shut the fuck up. All right. Well, honestly, I can see the series going one of two ways. Either we get the sweep or you get the sweep, honestly. I don't know why, but I just can't see a split here. And I think whoever wins tonight takes it home and gets the sweep tomorrow.
Who do you think breaks out for the Nats?
If
there is any breakout.
I think
it's going to be Robles. I said that before we recorded. I still think it. I think if there's one guy that's going to pop off in the series, it's Robles.
I think not that he's breaking out, but he's going to have a good series. And I think Soto has a great series. He always hits well in CBP. He's facing two righties. What was that?
I think he has his best days here, in my opinion.
Yeah, and I know he hits the best at CBP out of any road stadium, and he's got the most dingers there out of any road stadium. So I really think he goes off this series. He looks like he's starting to get a little more comfortable at the dish, and I think this is the series he explodes. And he did take
pitching hold up. That's the big one.
Yeah, well, I'm a little worried, like you said, with Scherzer coming back from injury, but he's usually a guy that won't push it, and he knows his body, and he'll only come back if he's ready to go. So I'm hoping he is. And Fetty, I mean, he's been arguably our best pitcher the last few weeks. Hasn't given up a run in his last three starts, so hopefully he can keep that going.
We'll see, man. We'll see. I really do think we take this one home and send your asses back, Ryan. I really do. Phils are just, we're still sitting around 500. That's kind of been the story of the team for the last few years. But I think if we can win this series here, it's great momentum. Although that Mets schedule was looking pretty goddamn easy. coming up going into the break, but it's you gotta win every game, and it's really gotta win every series. That's the position the Phils are in, is we have to win every series.
Agreed. And yeah, I mean, like I said, good teams, they take care of the bad teams, and they play 500 ball against the good teams. And Nats, they've been picking it up as of late. I think they've won 7 of their last 8 or something like that. They've been on a tear. And the Phils, they've been kind of back and forth lately. But
that's the story, man. That's the story of them. Inconsistent 500, but they have the pieces to turn it around. That's why you're seeing a lot of hope in me, is that they have the pieces there. And it's just the addition of one more arm for the rotation at the deadline, and we're good.
Well, if the Nats do sweep you guys, we will be ahead of you for the first time this year.
And how do you feel? Just listen to that. Just listen to those words come out of your mouth. First time this year, you guys have been shitting, and Phils have been victorious all fucking season so far.
Have been victorious when they're under 500?
No. We're winning. There's a lot of unanswered questions, because at this point you can kind of get those answered questions where it's, yes, this is a problem. Let's do something about it. But there's just no consistency here.
Same thing can be said about
errors. Some days you got guys throwing lights out 6-7 innings. Some days they have shit starts. There's no consistency. You'll have a great week 10 game stretch of insane hitting, and then guys.
Yeah, that was the thing. Remember last year in 2020, where like Harper said they have to win like 9 of their next 10 games to be in it, and then they did exactly that. Like, it's so crazy how like the Phillies can be the best team in baseball for a week, but then they'll be the worst team in baseball the next week. Only team I've seen that like can do that. They're just so inconsistent. But when they're hot, they're hot. But when they're cold, they're really cold.
Hey, it's unfortunate, but we do go against your asses in 21. So that's what I'm taking away going into this.
Well, when we sweep this series, the season series will be tied up 4-4.
So my all-in-all prediction is a split.
My prediction is the Nats take it tonight by a score of, I'm going to say, 3-2. We take it. And tomorrow, I think Betty continues his streak of being lights out, and we go and we take the 6-0 W. You heard it here, folks.
6-0 from Fetty.
6-0. He shuts your ass down. You know what? Actually, I'll say 6-1, because maybe Harper takes him deep or something, because Harper does own Fetty. Not going to lie.
Damn right he does.
Well, honestly, it's going to be a hell of a series, as usual. It kind of sucks that it's only a 2-gamer. When do we play next?
I believe it's the 27th or 6th.
Yep. 26th, 27th, 28th, and 29th. 4-game set in Philly. And then
now, one thing I want to talk about here before we hop into when we play each other next, because we didn't even get through this series. So, Torres, as of late, he's been cooled down, but we've seen him go on hot streaks throughout the season and the chances he's got with Didi Gregorius being injured. Now, this is possible. This is a big prediction for me here. I say Torres goes off for the Phils offense and gets into a role going into the break. I think you really see some special things out of Torres if he's in the lineup. I think he's going to be one of the hottest hitters in baseball going into the All-Star break.
Yikes. The hottest hitter in baseball? Did you really just say that?
One of.
I don't know about that. Ronald better than Acuña Torres?
That's why I gave him the name.
I don't know about all that.
Nah, I'm just fucking around, but
you better be fucking around.
In all honesty, I think you see a really nice series here from Odubel. I really like him in the leadoff spot as of late. He tied the game. He tied it off of Brad
Hand job.
Yeah, I say. I mean, you have that confidence going into the series. I think you could see real nice two-game set. Wow, Max Kepler goes yard for the in the bottom of the eighth for the Twins. Doesn't matter though. 7-3. Fuck them. Back to the goat.
Well, Brad Hand's been playing pretty damn well. Been pitching pretty damn well as of late.
I've heard that he's kind of came back into a role, getting more strikeouts, but there's the confidence level going into this. And I feel like this is important with baseball because it's such a streaky sport. And when you're hot or when you've done something and you go into that, into the game knowing, hey, I've done this, I've been in the situation where I've hit this guy, I've struck this guy out more times than not, I think you can get that a sense of confidence, which can get you through the at bat or the pitch. And I think I see Odubel taking what I'm saying right now and executing with it tonight. I think he has a big game tonight and goes 2-for-3.
2-for-3. With interesting. Well, honestly, I'm going to say let's give a prediction for home runs hit tonight. They could be at a minimum with Scherzer and Wheeler on the mound. So what are your predictions for the homers tonight for both sides?
I think there's going to be one homer hit tonight. And I think it is going to come from the Phils on the bullpen. No starters will give up any homers. Scherzer won't give up a homer. Wheeler won't give up a homer. But there's going to be one, and it's going to be from your bullpen.
Who do you think hits it?
I think Odubel does.
Odubel.
Right. I have no reason to think otherwise.
All right. Well, my prediction is there is going to be two home runs tonight. I think they're going to be one off of Wheeler and one off of Scherzer. Both solo shots. And I'm going to say Soto goes yard off Wheeler again. And I'm going to say Rhys Hoskins does Scherzer dirty for a solo shot.
I like that. I like that. We do not hit Scherzer well.
Yeah, but Scherzer is a big, he's not a big home run guy, obviously. But when he does give up runs, it's usually on the long ball because he's such a power pitcher. And when you're a power pitcher like that, sometimes you just try to overmatch somebody with a fastball and can't get it by him.
Like Vlad Jr. did.
Vlad Jr. Dude's on another level. Fuck him. Well, honestly, this is going to be a hell of a game. I cannot fucking wait. And I really can't wait for the series recap when I can be dancing all over your ass and fucking giving you, hitting you with the "you motherfucker."
You motherfucker!
I'm going to be hitting you with that shit after we get the 2-0 series sweep. And then right after that, you can go pick through your pumpkin patch.
You don't want to spend your Sunday afternoon picking through your pumpkin
patch. I'll be picking through my pumpkin patch for rings because we're going to be having more than your ass in the grip. By 2030, we have 2 rings.
Right.
By 2030, we have 2 rings.
I bet you by 2030, you guys have no rings. Bryce Harper's old as shit, and he's on some Albert Pujols type of shit. And you guys are in the shitter. I actually would not be surprised if you guys are in a similar situation to the Angels.
A lot of people say that they, Phils and Angels, are very similar. And in a way, they are, especially this year. You've got all-star caliber players, and the Angels are honestly in a better spot than us in regards to talent.
Oh, yeah, obviously they got Trout at Tiny.
All around.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I just...
But they're in the same boat as us, where it's the other guys that aren't looked at. And maybe, you know what it is? It might be the fact that these younger guys are trying to play catch up. They're trying to say, oh, I got to be as good as Trout. I got to be as good as Harper. And pressing. Because they're around them every day. They want to play as good as them. That's the stage they're playing against. That, in a way, that's who they're up against, is the rest of the lineup. And when you're oh, wow, that ball is crushed. Dude, that happened.
So, my final prediction, 2-0 series sweep for the Nats.
I got a 1-1, man. I think we're going to split.
All right. Fair enough. But yeah, I'm calling a Soto and Hoskins game tonight.
The tradition of the bets going, I will put $20 on it.
$20 on it? On what?
On 1-1.
What about?
But then that would put me in a chance or position to cheer for your team.
Yeah.
So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to change it to 35 on the sweep.
35? How about
I am that confident in my fucking Phillies, dude.
Fine. Fuck it. 35.
35 on the sweep.
Let's go, motherfucker. It's a bet. You heard it here, folks. So if he doesn't pay up, I'm coming back to this episode.
You ain't doing shit.
All right, asshole. Well, I know your ass has to get to practice, and I got to get ready to go out. So let's wrap this up, and then we will see you guys in 2 days after the series is over for me to collect my 35 smackers from this prick.
He's going to be hating the result on Wednesday night, folks. Reaction firsthand.
Yeah, we'll probably drop the recap Thursday afternoon, around that time. So look out for that. Any Phils and Nats fans in
the We are recording the minute the game is over, as long as nothing comes up.
Sounds good to me, ass. Well, I got nothing else. I've said what I got to say about this series. Hopefully, you guys tuned into yesterday's episode. Any Phils and Nats fans, hopefully you enjoyed this one. And that's all I got for today.
We'll see you guys tomorrow night. Stay tuned.
That will conclude this week's episode of Playing the Numbers Podcast. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any episodes. Your feedback is very important to us, so leave a review and tell us your thoughts. Check back every Monday for a new weekly recap episode and hear what went on around the league.